Corona. COVID-19 is its name. We've gotta beat this novel virus. And don't you ever come back here again. Kill the Corona. COVID-19 is its name. We gotta beat this novel virus. And don't you ever come back here again. Wash your hands, Dan. Soap and water, please. Don't be in a hurry. I give them 20 to 30.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am thrilled because on the phone we have with us Chuck Spavin, Cole Spavin, and John Hansen, and they're going to tell us, first of all, about a great new song that you just heard that they wrote, and also we're going to talk about Make Music Day, and we're also going to talk about the Hastings Sings and the Minnesota Sings program. But first of all, I would like to just personally greet you all and ask how quarantine's going. John, let's start with you, please.
Well, for me, it's actually not a huge change because I've been doing consulting work and work out in my home office anyway, but I'm definitely missing the social aspect, and I much prefer to meet clients and prospects face-to-face than I do on the phone.
But it's nice to be able to still be working because I know a lot of people have been furloughed.
Yeah, and it's slowed down some, of course, but businesses still have a need, so that's good.
And in the consulting world, are you finding that that's kind of something that you do anyway?
When you say do anyway, what do you mean?
Is it something that you don't necessarily meet customers face-to-face or no?
Oh, no. No, I do meet customers face-to-face, but most of the time is actually spent remotely. So that part hasn't changed. But the occasional meeting and introductory meetings certainly are usually face-to-face.
And how is your dear wife? You are married to Mrs. Hansen, Kathleen Hansen, who was a longtime music teacher in Hastings, just retired in time to dodge the bullet of distance learning. You can quote me, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
How is she doing?
She's doing great. You know, she's been pretty active, just singing more for fun. You know, she's not teaching anymore at this point. But interestingly enough, she's going to be one of the persons who's going to be singing for Make Music Day, and I'm sure Chuck will talk about that. But no, she's doing fine. She loves gardening. She spends a lot of time at the piano and singing, so no complaints, and she loves retirement.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. We love that. And now I would like to ask my friend Cole, how is it going, Cole? This is a weird world. And you're the youngest of everyone on the phone, but I'm telling you, this is not something we're used to, this quarantine business and social distancing. It's been a big change, hasn't it, Cole?
Yes, it sure has.
And what do you think? What's something that you're looking the most forward to doing? I know you like movies. You haven't been able to go to any movies in a theater, but hopefully you've been seeing a lot of movies at home.
Yes, I have.
Well, that's wonderful news. And then let's chat it up with Chuck. You are working out of an RV, you told me. What's that like?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm fortunate that I do have a nice remote spot to work out of. I've been working remotely now since April 1st, and it looks like we're going to be here for a while, but a lot of will depend on what Governor Walz says, and we'll see. But it's working out pretty good. I do miss, as John had mentioned, I miss the interaction with other people. It's a nice sitting, and the remote access equipment is so good that I can do pretty much everything that I would be able to do if I was in an office. I can do right here in the RV. So it's nice.
Well, that is nice, but I would assume that you're not missing fielding those phone calls from people about the market because you're a financial advisor. It's been a real tumultuous time on top of everything else for you, I would assume, work-wise.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting market. It reminds me a lot of, 2008, but we'll get through it. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity.
So in the meantime, tell us about this song, Kill the Corona. Where did that come from, please?
Kill the Corona was written over Good Friday weekend. So, we were off on Good Friday, Wall Street was closed on Good Friday. And so we wrote it those 3 days and also did most of the recording that weekend and then the following weekend. And this song was actually released on April 20th. April 20th was the official release date. And, you know, I wanted to do a song that had some relevance to obviously what was going on around the world. And it's a song that really, it's a public service song. It tells people what they should be doing to help avoid getting the virus, really. So it's a glorified public service announcement. That's really what it is.
And when you say it was released, tell us about where you are hoping to have this played.
Well, we released it to a lot of channels. We released it to radio stations. We released it to TV stations, cable stations. We did hear back from a radio station out in Las Vegas, of all places, that they liked the song a lot, and the morning show guys out there were using it on their show. So it's gotten some play across the Midwest. And you know, we did it just because we wanted to do it. It wasn't as if we thought this was going to be a big money making opportunity. We just wanted to create something and have something to lend to the effort of everything that's happening right now. You know, with the coronavirus.
So I know that the three of you do work together quite a bit, and you have a group. Tell us about that, please.
Well, what we did really was it's more of a studio group in the sense that John came over and did the drums. And that's kind of an interesting part of the story, Mo, is that, you know, here it is, Good Friday, and normally for a song like this, I would hire a drummer, I would hire a singer, I would hire a guitar player, bass player, anybody else that I thought that we needed to record the song with. Well, as it turned out, I made several calls, and most people, quite truthfully, they just didn't want to go out of their homes. They didn't want to leave. They literally were, you know, wanted to stay at home as they were told to do. So it was very difficult to find musicians on this project. John was fortunate enough. John lives close to where I live. So, you know, John came over and spent about 6 hours recording the drum tracks. And then Cole recorded the electronic percussion tracks, and I ended up basically doing the rest of it on the Hammond B3 organ, and then I also sang on the song too. And but it was interesting. We couldn't find anybody. I was calling past Minnesota Sings winners trying to get them to come over and sing the song, but no one really wanted to risk it, and that's rightfully so. But fun event.
Oh, I bet it was. So this song is called Kill the Corona. And again, we heard it as we came into our interview. So tell us a little bit about Make Music Day.
Make Music Day is coming up. It's always on June 21st. And it happens that this year that's on a Sunday. And it also coincides with Father's Day. This year we're going to be holding the event. We wanted to be outdoors. In fact, all past years, of course, it had always had been outdoors. But we were a little bit concerned that if we had it outdoors, that we would be attracting some people, and we wouldn't be able to control the size of the crowd. As far as, you know, this is on a Sunday, and it was going to be down at the Rotary Pavilion, and we thought, well, people would be out rollerblading and just walking around, and maybe we would attract some people, and then we really couldn't keep the social distancing in place. So we decided that we needed to go to an environment where we could control who actually got in the building and control the social distancing. So we ended up, we're thrilled to be at the Hastings Arts Center. So Hastings Arts Center, and we'll be performing the Hastings Community TV. Mike Bramer and company are going to film it, and they're also going to stream the event worldwide. We've got we'll have 10 different performers that day, and John mentioned that his wife is going to be one of them. So we'll have 10 different performers that day. So we start at approximately 2:30, and we'll get done about roughly about 7:30. So 2:30 to 7:30, and then what we're going to also do is in between the groups. So each group will perform for 25 minutes, and then there'll be about 5 minutes to change over. And during that 5 minutes, we're going to play a music trivia game, very similar to what we did during Hastings Rivertown days. And unfortunately, no Rivertown days this year, so we're going to play the music trivia game anyway and give away some gift cards to businesses here in Hastings. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a big, fun event, and once again, we're thrilled to have Hastings Community TV be filming it and also streaming it worldwide. And we're grateful to the Hastings Arts Center for their facility, because it's just a world-class facility, great acoustics, and, of course, that beautiful Steinway piano. It's going to be really fun.
So tell us about some of the musical acts you're going to have, please.
Sure. We actually kick it off with this guy is just a dynamite performer, a soloist by the name of Ray Evangelista. It's just a great, I mean, I urge everybody to tune in at 2:30 to hear him, because he is a great singer. He'll do a lot of, he does a lot of Santana, does a lot of rhythm and blues, and once again, they only perform for 25 minutes, but he's just a dynamite singer, great voice. And in fact, I tried to get him to sing Kill the Corona, but he was unable. Now, actually, there he had a project he was working on, so otherwise he would have come over. But we've got Ray Evangelista, and then we got John's wife, Kathy Hansen, following up right after Ray with some easy listening songs. So she'll be on at 3 o'clock to 3:25. And then after that, we've got someone who's been with us every year for Hastings Make Music Day. So this is our fourth year, by the way, fourth year of Make Music Day. And he's been there every year, and his name is Nick Fox. So Nick will be entertaining from 3:30 until 3:55, be doing folk rock type of music. And then from 4 to 4:25, Amanda Perry will be performing. She does pop adult contemporary. And then from 4:30 to 4:55, I'm going to murder his last name, so I won't embarrass him, but it's Ted, and it's H-A-J-N-A-S-I-E-W-I-C-Z. So I apologize for not knowing the pronunciation there. But Ted does kind of what I would call Americana-type music. And then from 5 until 5:25, we're going to have some past winners from Hastings Sings and Minnesota Sings. And then from 5:30 to 5:55, we've got a rock and soul group called Zero Below. And then from 6 till 6:25, he does rock and country, and that's Mark Swan. And right at this moment, we do have a gap from 6:30 to 6:55. We're waiting for confirmation on a group, but we don't have a confirmation yet. And then from 7 until 7:25, we have Nathan Greiner and his band does folk rock. So that's the full lineup for June 21st, and this is our first ever, of course, that we've streamed it, and we're really, really excited about that. The Make Music Alliance is based out in New York, and they're going to be doing some things globally also, so we're going to, once again, it'll be just a fun event, and got a lot of people coming up. I've got Mike Murphy from Red Wing coming up to help with the sound. It's just going to be a really fun time.
So am I understanding this, that these groups will actually be at the Art Center, or are they streaming also from somewhere?
No, they will actually be at the Art Center. It's just that there won't be an audience, okay? We will be in the Art Center, and unfortunately we can't let people in there because of, once again, the social distancing. So it will be just the performers and the crew from Hastings Community TV, and then the sound and light crew that will be there. But it will be on stage with full equipment and everything, so it'll be a full production.
So tell us a little bit about the Hastings Sings event. You mentioned you're going to have some past winners from Hastings Sings and Minnesota Sings. That's another event that you're involved in, and that is going to still continue this year as well in a different form.
Yeah, we're trying to make lemonade out of lemons. So what happens with Minnesota Sings, of course, is that Minnesota Sings is a competition between cities throughout Minnesota. Well, most of the cities have canceled their summer celebrations, so there aren't any local Sings events going on, hence no winners to move on to Minnesota Sings, which normally takes place last weekend in September. So what we're going to do is we're going to have kids this year simply send in to us. They're going to film their performance. They can film it in their, in their living room or in their in their den or wherever they want to perform it, but they'll be singing to a backing track, and someone will film that for us. They will send that literally to us, and then we will upload that onto YouTube. So all of the performers will be on YouTube. We are still working through a few copyright issues that we hopefully can resolve, but it will all be up on YouTube, and then our judges will simply look at the videos on YouTube and decide who the winners are. We still have great prizes, first place, and there's two divisions, Mo. There's this year there's going to be 13 to 20-year-olds and then 21 and older, and each division, the first place winner will get $3,000 cash. In each division, $3,000 cash, second place $2,000 cash, and third place $1,000. So a lot of prize money given out, but it will be a little bit obviously different from previous years when we always had the big finale in September. So we will still announce the winner in September, but everything will be up on YouTube. So we set up our own channel on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and then just search under what says Minnesota Sings Channel, three words, Minnesota Sings Channel, and you have to spell out Minnesota, you can hear some of the performances from last year, from 2019 we've got up there just to give people something to listen to. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll try it. As I mentioned, we're going to try to make lemonade out of what's been kind of a tough situation. But, you know, our thought is that with so many things closed this summer, that kids are going to be looking for things to do. And what better thing to do is to, you know, sing a song, you know, do the video of it, send the video to us, and then we'll get it up on YouTube.
Love that. Anything else you three want to tell us?
No, I was going to say, I just wanted to say, you know, Chuck is, as you know, he's a major volunteer in this town, and he's always got projects. So I have to tell you, whenever the phone rings and I see it's Chuck Spatman, I know it's going to be something interesting, and that's how I felt about doing this song. I got a call, and he said, hey, come over and record some drums, and I had no idea what I was going to play until I got there, but it was a lot of fun.
I love that. Cole, is that what you do when your dad calls you on the phone?
Sometimes.
Well, I'm grateful for your time today. Thank you. We want to thank our guests, Chuck Spavin, Cole Spavin, and John Hansen. And we learned a lot about Kill the Corona and also Make Music Day and Hastings Sings and Minnesota Sings. And we hope everybody has a great summer. There are still some fun things to look forward to. So we're grateful for you sharing that with us. And I like how you said this is a public service announcement. So we are going to go out to your song again. Thanks for calling in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Kill the Corona. COVID-19 is its name. We've gotta beat this novel virus. And don't you ever come back here again. The Corona. COVID-19 is its name. We gotta beat this novel virus. And don't you ever come back here again. Wash your hands, Dan. Soap and water, please. Don't be in a hurry. I give them 20 to 30. Don't touch your men, Jen. I mean your mouth, eyes, and nose.